Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio.
We're back in London. The podcast is back in London.
Yes.
It shouldn't affect the quality of it.
It shouldn't, but when we're in Edinburgh, you know, I feel there's an air of frivolity, isn't there, brought about by the occasion, the fringe, and the massive amount of deep-fried food consumed.
The food that we have. I mean, how we managed to be frivolous after eating so much battered produce.
Oh, no,
you in particular.
No. Yeah, yeah. Well, was McCaffrey on the deep-fried food while he was up there? Was he having the battered haggis and all sorts?
He had a few donuts last
week.
Did
he? Yeah, good.
Oh, he treats himself, Paul. Yeah. He lives well.
Oh, he's a good man.
It's a polite way of saying. He eats a lot and he needs to watch it. We're talking about bodies today.
Mm, yeah.
About our own bodies, stuff we would improve, stuff maybe we don't like.
Facial hair comes up. Donald Trump returns, a welcome return for him. We also talk at length about the former Lord Privy Seal of the United Kingdom, 1900 to 1902, of course, Lord Salisbury.
Yes.
Stick around for the Salisbury chat.
Finally, we got there. You've begged us, we capitulated. Enjoy.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Rock and Roll Football and Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. Chelsea still winning the posh derby 2-0.
Yes.
The exactly. Aristo derby.
The Red Chino Ico. Red Chinico. Yeah, that sounds better.
The Reese Mogg derby. I mean, he's not even into football. No, who'd it be? The sort of... Who's a sort of posh West London type?
What, the MP?
I don't know. Any.
Yeah, Boris would probably go. Boris, he'd love it. Craven Cottage.
Chelsea, all full of yes. You don't mind who wins. You don't get this in rugby. Don't ever say that. Don't ever say that to a football fan. Oh, you don't get this in rugby.
No, no, yeah. Oh, all that.
What fun?
They respect the ref. They're not allowed to even back chat them. Whatever. We love it.
Yeah, we love
what it's all about.
Screaming in other people's faces, disrespect, surreptitious swearing.
We live
God
for that.
Didn't say anything. It's all part of the game.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Well, there are loads of games today, and here to preview them is Matt Dyson.
Yeah, and only two games into the new Premier League season, and already two managers' jobs are on the line. Potter at West Ham could well be taken away by the Death Eaters if they lose at the City Ground against the Europa League-bound Tricky Trees tomorrow. And Ruman Amorim has become a figure of mass ridicule after his side lost on penalties at Grimsby in the League Cup this week. The Memechester United manager seen fiddling about with a little magnetic tactics board in the rain at Blundell Park after his squad, valued at £769 million, were knocked out of the by the League Two side, worth just £3 million. United in desperate need of a win at home to Burnley this afternoon. If nothing else, do it for that guy with the massive afro on social media who's not getting his hair cut until they win five games in a row. He won't be able to walk soon. He'll be so top-heavy. Elsewhere at three, after beating Man City at the Etihad last weekend, Frank's red-hot Roosters Tottenham are at home to Bournemouth, who seem to sell all their best players for millions every summer and yet still remain competitive. Thomas Frank's old team Brentford are up north to take on Sunderland at the Stadium of Light, and rock-bottom Wolves are at home to Everton with their striker Strand Larsen looking like he wants to move to Newcastle. But they do have a new player who was born to play for the club, left-back David Moller-Wolf, a Wolf playing for Wolves. I've never known the like of it. It's like having Steven Seagal playing for Brighton or Arnie Hammer at West Ham. Meanwhile, the Toffee Men...
Chris Wood.
Yes, the woodcutter, exactly. Meanwhile, the Toffee Men have sweetened their squad with the addition of Jack Grealish on a season-long loan, and Jack is back. My bubba, my boo-boo. So good to see those huge calves being let loose again, assisting all over the shop like he did before Pep crushed his soul. The shackles are literally off. He's playing with a smile on his big dopey face. The boys really is back in town. And he's just secured the £42 million signing of Tyler Dibbling from Southampton, the exciting young winger whose name always reminds me of Dwayne Dibbler from Red Dwarf, the Cat's geeky alter ego. So the Cat and the Wolf could finally come face to face today in the Premier League this afternoon. Watch this space for a footballing animal coming together with of the ages, plus all the goals as they go in. It can only be rock and roll football on Absolute Radio.
Well navigated.
Thanks for the noises in the background. It's nice.
Was it? Or does it annoy you?
I love it. I think it adds an element of texture.
texture. A bit of industry chat there from Dyson. He loves a bit of aural texture.
I love aural texture. Do you say,
because there are two types of aural.
Yeah. Aural is the safer one, isn't it?
I say it like that so that people know that I'm not being silly. But it's still pronounced aural, isn't it?
I think it's just safer to say aural.
Here for your oral pleasure. It's Matt Dyson. Still 2-0 to Chelsea in the rich man's derby.
Yes, it is. The West London derby. Chelsea Fulham. Lovely to hear your Jack Grealish impression a little bit there as well in the aural delights that we heard earlier. It's great to have him back, isn't it?
I think so.
Do you see that great video of him that went viral over the summer where he was talking about what animals he was scared of, and he just said, mouse. I'm scared of mouse. And they said, oh, you mean like rodents? He went, what?
didn't know what rodents was.
It was classic Jack.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But like, yeah, mice. Like, they get everywhere, don't they? Got the Trezalig in that. You know, I don't want that. Might go inside you. Like, no, thanks, mate.
Good to have Jack back. Good to be back in London. Obviously, the last two shows speaking to you direct from Edinburgh when I'm
live
back.
Live and direct. And how was Edinburgh? Was it good?
Oh, it was fantastic. Thank you very much. And thank you to everyone who
Your
came.
Show was excellent. My producer Will went to see it. Very good.
Thank you very much.
Very good work.
You don't feel... obviously, you wouldn't tell me if it was bad.
No, it was one of your best ever, I'd say.
Okay, great. Certainly. Thank you.
And is it going on tour now, is it?
I'm so glad you asked. Yes, mattford.com for all your ticketing needs. 51 dates, UK tour.
Coming to a town near you. What sort of size venue are we talking about? Arts Centre or arena? What is
it? Arts Centre and Theatre. I'm playing the Theatre Royal in Nottingham.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Shocked.
That's big. It is massive. You did the Playhouse last summer.
Playhouse!
Are you doing the Theatre Royal?
No, I'm doing the Theatre Royal.
My Lord, that's huge.
Yeah.
Big comedians have played the Theatre Royal over the years. I think I saw Phil Cool play there.
I remember Phil Cool. He did
Phil
impressions
Cool
as well.
He did, yeah. You're very much like the modern-day
Phil Cool.
Cool. Yeah. Producer Will's looking at us with a glazed expression. He's only 25. Can't remember Phil Cool.
No. But okay. I'm here.
You're here. You'll have to do.
I'll just have to do it. I'm your Phil Cool replacement service. MattFord.com for your tickets you need. That was not meant to be a plug. I was actually going to ask you how you feel about the Europa League draw.
Oh, it's exciting.
Nottingham Forest.
I love the fact we're playing Malmo. That's beautiful historical significance for Forest, isn't it? Just amazing.
Played them twice, pumped them twice.
Have you got the badge on your arm yet?
I haven't, because I've not been to the ground, so I need to get the...
Yeah, it's so
the Europa
exciting.
League patch.
Some big, big games home and away. Can't wait.
Are you going to go to any?
I don't know. You've got to be a member to get tickets, haven't you?
Come on, your radio's Matt Dyson.
I've got to certainly try to go to some, but it'd be amazing. What a European away day would be.
Exactly,
so
your radio's Matt Dyson. You'd be at the back of the queue, but hopefully someone.
Exactly. Phil Cool. We'll take radio's Phil Cool might help. He might be able to help me out.
I'll try and help you out.
Yeah.
I'm helping myself out first. I want to make that clear.
Yes, exactly.
But
yeah, it would be messy when at European tour.
With
the Forest Boys.
Making all the noise.
Yeah, making all the noise. Everywhere we go, there's a goal in the Championship, speaking of which. The other London derby, the working class London derby, Charlton against QPR. It was 1-1, now QPR at home. Gone 2-1 up in that game. Nearly all over at Stamford Bridge, isn't it?
It's nearly all over, but it is time now for, if not my favourite, one of my favourite things that we do on the show. The roundup of the funniest clips of the week from social media. It's clickbait. Only one place to start this week. The biggest result of the season so far. Grimsby knocking Manchester United out of the League Cup. And Ruben Amorim's post-match interview.
Sometimes I want to quit. Sometimes I want to be here for 20 years. Sometimes I love to be with my players. Sometimes I don't want to be with him. So, again, I need to improve on that. It's going to be hard.
I really like him.
It's quite funny, isn't it? Why I order. touch of the American detective.
It is a little bit, but it's also like sometimes I love it, sometimes I want to be for 20 years, sometimes I want to quit.
He's run out of ways of talking about how bad they are. And he's whatever. I can say anything now, can I? But if they lose today, surely he's gone, isn't he? He has to go.
Well, if they lose today, this poor fella is going to be in a right old mess.
Day 328 of not cutting my hair until Man United win 5 games in a row.
I love this guy.
His hair is massive.
It's amazing. I saw him washing. But he showed how he washed it the other day because it's just so long and it's curly the whole time, so it stays in afro. But when he washes it, it's like gone shoulder length.
But any team winning five in a row is hard.
Yeah, he's got
at
ages.
Any level.
And it's not just Premier League games, it's all games. So you'd have thought he would have got one in the League Cup, and they can't even get that.
He must have had the Clippers plugged in and
he
ready.
He must be so
oh,
sick.
He was so excited.
Must be so sick of this challenge now. I mean, it's made him massive, but he must be regretting it, surely.
This fan of Wolves, desperate to get a chant going, fails miserably.
Strand Larson, whoa! Strand Larson, whoa! You know, if you're Newcastle, you ain't have him. You're not going to buy him off it. No.
It's surely it's you're going to win.
yeah. Maybe something. He edited it for TV. I don't know.
Maybe
yeah,
he did.
I'm sure. But yeah, not great freestyling, certainly.
Okay, this is going to blow your mind. This is Liam Delap, who signed for Chelsea from Ipswich. An exceptional, physical, good old-fashioned English centre-forward.
Yeah.
His math.
This is bizarre.
So this is him being able to tell you what the cubed root is of various numbers. I think there are mathematicians who couldn't do this, yeah. Let alone Premier League footballers. Brace yourself. This is real.
79,575.
Yeah.
278,685. 92.
Yeah.
How?
How'd you do it?
Just clever, isn't it?
Just clever, isn't it? He doesn't sound like a maths whiz.
And he's really good at football. Yeah. On top of that.
Wow, he's got it.
He's England's
it all.
Future.
Yeah, it's amazing. Isn't
and
it?
He's a maths genius.
How does he do that?
I don't even know what the cube root
is. I don't even know what
means.
It means. Yeah, exactly. I couldn't do it on a scientific calculator if you showed me.
How has he done that?
I don't know. Was he prepped, do you think? I mean, surely he's not a maths genius. I mean, his dad was great at long throw-ins, but he's good at long division. Does that follow?
It does follow. It does. I mean, he's obviously clever, is the basic, simple
reason.
Yeah, he's
reason. Really good at maths.
And he's
so
really
fair
good
play
at maths.
To him, yeah. Good luck to
and
him.
And Bukayo Saka's a clever lad.
Yes,
straight
yes.
A student.
Yeah, these young players make you proud, don't they?
Make you proud!
Make you proud!
What? Proud of what? Our school system?
Yeah, well, of our education system, yeah, certainly.
I mean, Liam Delap probably went to private school, do you think?
Yeah, that's
football?
True, yeah, probably did. Didn't
still
he?
Proud?
No.
No! Turned it into class war! Dyson livid at the head start. We're not even sure if Liam Delap went
we
to private
to check
school.
This out, really,
let's
yeah.
check it out, and then based on those conclusions, we'll decide whether
that
to be
education. Let's find out.
Exactly. We'll either be livid or proud. It's all over at Stamford Bridge, and a
yes.
goal in the Championship.
Yes, there is a goal, late goal for QPR in the Proletariat London Derby. It finished 3-1 against Charlton Athletic. West Brom won 1-0 at Stoke, and Middlesbrough winning 1-0 at home to Sheffield United. And as you say, it's all over at Stamford Bridge in the Bourgeoisie West London Derby, where it's finished 2-0 to Chelsea.
It has. Now, Rory Delap's son, Liam Delap, a man in his own right.
Yes.
More known probably to our listeners now than his father.
Yes.
Liam
yeah,
Delap.
Yeah, yeah.
Chelsea star Liam Delap. Mm-hmm. Star of the pitch and of the maths paper.
Yes, yes.
Are we livid at the head start he was given in life, mm-hmm. or are we mm-hmm. proud that he did it at state school? The answer is in Dyson.
Yes, he went to Ecclesbourne School in Derbyshire, which is a grammar school.
Okay, fee-paying or not?
A non-fee-paying grammar school.
He did it at state
amazing.
Level.
Amazing, yeah. So he even passed his 11 plus to
wow.
get in.
Well
so
done.
So he's always been good at maths.
Well done.
We're
well
so
done.
Proud of you, Liam.
Proud of you, Liam.
So proud. Yes, amazing. Liam.
This summer really has belonged to the Liams,
yeah,
Gallagher and Delap.
Yeah, it really has, yeah, yeah. The Liam summer.
Wowee. Well done. Obviously, we don't mind where people went to school. We were just,
no,
we were impressed just, anyway.
Yeah, we were impressed anyway, but you know.
But we're extra impressed.
Yeah,
I mean, he's the son of a Premier League footballer. So he
you'd
didn't
thought,
have the worst start.
Yeah,
in
you'd have thought when because Rory was at Derby when he was a youngster, so
and
it was
at Stoke.
Like a local school. So there was a few. Yeah, yeah, that's it. So it makes sense. You'd have thought maybe he might have gone to private school, but no, non-fee.
I don't know why
grammar.
We start. Why have we gone down this rabbit hole of why people went to school?
I don't know. I mean, well,
all are welcome.
Yeah, everyone's
all.
Welcome. It's because of the West London Derby, is it? That's why we talked about posh
that's
shows.
Right.
Is it? Well, it's become
like
quite
us.
Class war themed. This
it
show
has,
for some
We're stoking a revolution.
I'm not sure why.
No, I don't like
There's
it. I'm
something
back in
the air. There's something in the air, isn't there?
Are you feeling rebellious?
No, I just feel...
You're going to start overthrowing regimes?
No, I'm feeling proud of Liam Delap, though. Makes me want to go out and paint some red lines on a white roundabout.
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football. The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson, and there's a goal in the Championship.
Oh, early goals, just 3 minutes in, even. Hull are 1-0 up at Bristol City.
They are indeed.
The first goal in the Premier League has gone to Bournemouth at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Unbelievable. Evan Nielsen is scoring after just 5 minutes. Bournemouth 1-0 up at Spurs. Unbelievable.
Thrilling start to the 3 o'clock kickoffs. Now, you may have seen Pep Guardiola got rid of his tash.
Yes.
Years ago, because he said his daughter...
Well, yeah, he grew it over the summer, the moustache. He was like, sometimes you experiment with a bit of facial hair, and he had it over the summer. He didn't have it when he went to see Oasis at Heaton Park, but he had it before then.
Yeah, you can't take a tash to
and
Oasis.
He looked, he looked a bit unusual. He looked a bit like, you know, the lead singer of Idols, the band Idols, that guy with the bald shaven head and a moustache. Looked a bit like him. Looked a bit hipster, basically.
But he looks more... I mean, he already looks a bit like Freddie Mercury, so with a tash, I imagine, you've gone full Freddie.
Incredibly Freddie. Incredible Freddible. But his daughter, Maria, said that it looked horrible, so he had to get it off. That's what he said. He had to just get rid of it straight away. It looked awful.
So, have you ever had a tash?
No. If I did, my daughter would say exactly the same thing. No. I've done that thing where you shave your beard off and you leave it on for a bit. And she said, Bess said exactly the same thing. Never do that. They hate seeing my clean, shaven face anyway, because it's not nice. I've had...
What?
Yeah, it looks...
You've got a beautiful face.
No, you haven't seen my clean, shaven face. It's not nice.
What do you mean it's not nice? Well, it's just beautiful. Don't talk about yourself like this.
Too much skin on display. It's better to cover it with hair. Hide behind facial hair.
Dyson, you do not need to hide those features away. You've got those beautiful big brown eyes.
Well, thank you, Fordy.
You've got a very kind, gentle, and handsome face.
Yeah, I wasn't a fisher for compliments. But
despite what your family think.
Yeah, exactly.
Despite the fact that your family think you are hideously disfigured.
But I know it seems to be all the rage at the moment to have a moustache and a mullet. I mean, I went to Legoland the other day. You can't move for mullets and moustaches.
At Legoland,
everywhere.
Was it?
All lads, all teenage lads have a mullet and a moustache if they can grow one.
Personally, I think the mullet plus tash looks not good.
They're going to look back on those photos and regret them.
Deep shame that you followed the crowd.
Have you ever had a moustache?
Never had a moustache.
No.
I don't think I could grow one anyway.
Not really, yeah.
My facial hair grows in quite... patchy.
Patchy, yeah. So you're better off shaving it all off. But I was thinking maybe a goatee at one point.
No.
Considering a goatee.
No.
No, I'm
don't
not sure.
Don't go Brent.
I think I just have to leave it all on, yeah. Leave it all on.
Leave it all on the pitch. Texas 8-12-15. Do you have a moustache?
No.
What? Oh.
Another goal. Sorry. Everton are 1-0 up at Wolves. Beto has scored.
I imagine
Grealish got the assist, but we'll find out for you.
Text us on 8-12-15 and tell us about your moustache. Goal in the Championship, Dyson.
Yes, Southampton 1-0 up at Watford. Cameron Archer's got the goal, but those early goals in the Premier League are amazing already. So exciting. Everton 1-0 up at Wolves. Bournemouth 1-0 up at Tottenham.
And another goal in the Championship.
Oh, Coventry are on fire. Hadji Wright's just scored for them. They're beating Oxford 1-0 already.
Be great to have Coventry back in the
Wouldn't
Premier League.
It be great? Like yeah. We could lose like Sunderland or Brentford, couldn't we? That's 0-0 still, but we could lose them, get Coventry up. That'd be a nice fair swap.
Brentford might go down this season. That's one of my predictions.
Oh, is it now?
Should you wish to hear them? Yeah. West Ham as well, though.
Oh,
we're playing them tomorrow.
The time has come. Surely. Everton look like they'll be safe. They're playing very well. Jack Grealish did get the assist for their goal, by the way. It's like he's got 3 assists in 2 games, I think, maybe, or 3 games. Amazing.
And Forest obviously drew with Palace 1-1 last weekend.
Yeah.
A frustrating game to watch.
Grudge match, yeah.
What do you read into it for our season?
I think, it was a tough game. It's always going to be quite hard. And all the stuff behind the scenes, it was like going to the pit of hell, wasn't it? The hatred for Maranakis.
South London.
In South London. They absolutely despise us.
Absolutely.
All
right, LEG.
But a point away from home is fine. A point away from home against Palace is good. We'll take that. It's fine.
It's respectable.
Yeah, it's not going to derail our season, that.
Especially when you've got those big banners.
Yeah.
trying to insult our owner.
Now, what was that all about? The Morgan Gibbs White and the suitcase full of money. It was slanderous stuff going on.
But it was also like a kid had drawn it. Like, what? I like it. I mean,
childish cartoon.
The sense that I quite like the fact that you can protest at football grounds in quite a provocative way.
Yeah, well, that was certainly provocative.
But just the artwork. I thought, tidy the artwork up, lads. I can't
read. It was messy, wasn't it? Yeah, it was messy.
You just needed, but you need someone to say, there's too much going on.
Yeah, it needed finessing. You know, someone needed to do some work on a computer or something.
The simpler, the better.
Yeah. The message got lost.
Have you ever made a banner?
No, I don't think I have.
I did once, but I never dared unfurl it. I just thought, oh, you make these things with bed sheets.
Yeah,
and I made one by chopping up some old T-shirts and just stitching it so that it said "You Reds" on a.
Wow, a lot of work.
Took it along in a farm foods bag. And the moment I got there, I was like, I can't unfurl this. These things, you realise actually when you've taken your own banner along. Yeah. The other ones are professionally done.
Right, so you'd be embarrassed of yours. What were you going to like? Hang it over the front of the Trent End or something?
I was in the junior reds in the main stand.
Oh, yes.
And the U was just a pair of jogging bottoms. So it was the letter U.
This sounds amazing.
It was stupid.
Sounds like an art attack thing that Neil Buchanan would do or something, making it out of trousers.
I'd have had an art attack if I'd have unveiled it. It would have just been awful. It was mortifying. I'm there with my little farm foods carrier bag.
Oh, I'd love to have seen that.
I think when you're a kid, you don't realise
how... Yeah. A real wake-up call for a young Forder, wasn't it?
Forder.
Wasn't it?
Don't unfurl that, yeah? You make a fool out your senduk. Right, have you got a moustache? And why?
Yeah, come on. People are being very shy about their facial hair.
Don't be tash shy.
If you've got one, get in touch. We want to hear from you.
If you've got tash plus mullet, we're particularly interested in your behaviour.
Yeah.
Huge drama, Dyson.
Yes, an equaliser at Molineux. Hwang Hee-chan has scored for Wolves. It's now 1-1, Wolves at home to Everton. Now, we thought there was another Premier League goal, but Brentford were, it was ruled offside after a lengthy look at it. Also, Manchester United thought they had a penalty when Mason Mount was brought down in the box, but now we're just seeing we need an air horn because they have now scored. Could this be the goal that saves Ruben Amorim's job?
For a week.
Could this be the start of that guy finally getting his hair cut
for a week?
It could be, who knows, but Manchester United are 1-0 up against Burnley in a must-win game for them.
Huge drama. Pep Guardiola got rid of his tash because his daughter said it looked disgusting. Henners says, I dated a girl called Tash once. She told me one day to get rid of my tash, so I did. Still have my tash.
There we go, the love.
Which
for the tash
has he got?
Yeah. Is he still with Tash, or does he still have the furry
I think he
lip?
Shaved it off to impress his girlfriend, and I think she left. That's my theory.
As soon as... It seems there's not many people out there with moustaches.
Certainly not those who feel comfortable talking about it.
Yeah.
Or what part of your... Maybe we should have asked this question.
Mm.
What part of your body does your family find disgusting?
Yeah, that might be better.
8, 12, 15.
Because for me, it's my jowly cheeks when they're hairless.
Oh, I hate the way you talk about yourself, Dyson. You know, you are a beautiful flower.
Thank you.
May have blossomed in a different way to the rest of us.
With hair rather than flowers.
But you are one of God's creatures.
But that's true. That's a good question. What is your most hated part of the body?
Yeah.
What's yours, do you reckon?
I think, I've got various parts. Obviously, mine's been altered a little.
Yours has been altered, hasn't it? Yeah, gosh.
But I quite like the stoma, obviously, because it's a symbol.
It's like
a survival.
Sort of little, it's like a fashion accessory these days, it's becoming, don't you think? It's like a little bum bag.
They all want, that's literally what it is.
Yeah, they all want one, don't they?
They all want one now. They're like, oh, I'm going to get a stoma.
It's so much cleaner. It's a much better way to do it.
It is, in some ways. My calf muscles have disappeared as a result of the surgery.
Yes, they've withered away, haven't they? You're building them back up.
I don't like my teeth.
Yeah.
Maybe I should get them whitened a little
bit.
I
think they're fine. Well, or just grow a big tash. You know, big hairy tash, cover the teeth up.
Cover it and then brush it into my gums.
Yeah.
Cover. Mm. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't like my nose hair.
Oh.
Well, I'm always very... this can be disgusting.
Do you pluck your nose hair or do you shave?
No, I sometimes grab it and rip it out.
Yeah.
Does that count as plucking?
Yeah, that is plucking. Yeah.
Plucking makes it sound like there's more grace involved. I just rip it out.
Rip it.
Fistfuls of the stuff.
Yeah, it's great,
I'm quite a mucusy person.
Oh.
So I would demucus myself.
Really? Is that what you do in the dream world?
I've got some salty sinus thing that I have to stick up my nose with water and it flushes. Are we on the radio? I forget that we're just
chatting.
You've
told us too many things you hate about yourself.
I loathe myself. I hate everything about myself. I hate my face. I hate my voice. I hate my body. What do you despise about yourself? It is going goal crazy out there.
Yes. Everton 2-1 up at Wolves. It was 1-1, and Jai has now scored, putting Everton back in the lead in that game in the East Midlands Derby in League One. It's Lincoln 1, Mansfield 0. Derby County are losing 1-0 at Ipswich. Still rock bottom down there in the Championship almost, aren't they? Not going well for Derby, sadly, but Everton are now 2-1 up at Wolves. Bournemouth still 1-0 up at Tottenham Hotspur, and Man United beating Burnley 1-0. That was a Josh Cullen own goal in that game, by the way.
Thanks for letting us know that. What part of your body do you hate the most? Text us on 81215. Charlie says it's I don't have a tash, but I'm better looking than Mikel Arteta.
Wow, okay.
You must be pretty good looking then, because I accept that Mikel Arteta, I would say, has a weird face.
Yes.
Almost,
yeah.
Androidy.
Yeah, yeah.
Has he been drawn by AI?
Yeah,
I don't accept.
Quite angular.
There's some part he triggers something evolutionary, I think.
Yeah. Ooh, is he real?
Do you is think he
he's
from
saying
this planet?
He might not even be real.
Is he from this planet?
Wow, breaking news. Rock and roll football. Big. It's a big claim.
Could be an alien.
Arteta is an alien. I hate my bingo wing, says M in Pembrokeshire. Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, I mean,
I like bingo. I think they're good.
Do you?
For chamoying the car if you're washing it on a weekend, you know.
Is that what? Hang on.
You can dry the car if you're washing your car.
Do you have bingo wings?
No, I haven't. I don't think so. Have I?
So you use other people's bingo wings?
Yeah,
no, you haven't.
I used to love my grandma Phyllis's bingo wings. I used to play with them as a little
Phyllis,
child.
Phyllis, you know, now that is a great
just
name.
Just sort of wobble them around. It was great fun.
Wobble them around.
It was lovely. It was a lovely thing to do. So don't be too down on yourself, Em.
Yeah, also, it means you've lost weight, doesn't it? This is the thing is,
yeah,
I've lost weight,
maybe,
so my
yeah.
arms are kind of really bony now, and then I've noticed bits that are just a bit fleshy.
Yeah, yeah, now everyone's on the weight loss drugs. There's going to be bingo wings everywhere, aren't there, left, right, and centre. It's going to be the new epidemic.
But also, if it's not bingo anymore,
yeah,
what wing are they?
That's
like
a good point. Yeah.
Insta wings?
Yeah, or is it moving with the times?
Yeah, what is the new obsession of...
Blaster wings. I don't know.
Hang on, what?
That's the game that
everyone's
playing.
What's Blaster?
It's like a game you play on your phone, isn't it? Everyone's playing it.
Oh, like Candy Crush.
Yeah,
Candy
like
Crush.
Candy
wings.
Crush. Yeah, Block Blaster. Candy Crush.
But also,
wings.
It also, Bingo Wings has
it's
ring
got a lovely
to it,
ring to it, hasn't it? That's
it's got
I
a
ringo. It'll always stay. It'll never leave. It's got to stick with bingo.
What part of body do you hate? I don't like my toes either. I don't like my feet.
Oh, I've never seen them. Actually.
I don't like my skin, actually.
Yeah.
And I don't like my lungs. Mm. I don't like my sinuses.
Well, I've shown
I don't
you
like my,
skin
rolls.
Tag, haven't I, that's still under my thigh. I still keep it there. I showed you last season.
I thought you were going to get that blasted off or something.
No,
blasted
I was
going to
get an elastic band tied around it, but I just like having it there.
It's part of who you are.
It's nice to have there, having there, sitting there with me every day.
You're not worried that it's going to grow and grow and then become bigger than you?
I'm not going to get rid of it until Forest win 5 games in a row.
He'll be lopping it off within a fortnight. Only 1-0 draw in the Premier League today. Sunderland against Brentford. Goals in all the other games, Dyson.
Yes, Manchester United still beating Burnley 1-0. That Josh Cullen own goal. Cunha went off after 30 minutes injured in that one. That big money signing in the summer. Bournemouth still 1-0 up at Tottenham Hotspur. Spurs haven't even had a shot on target in the first half. We're hearing from Absolute Radio sources. What is going on there? And Everton still 2-1 up at Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Thrilling day. Leeds against Newcastle at 5:30, of course. After Pep Guardiola's daughter... loathed his moustache.
Loathed it.
What part of your body do you, or indeed others, despise?
Yes, I must say, if you've ever wondered what me and Fordy look like with a moustache, you can find out on looking on our X feed, the Rock and Roll Football feed on Twitter. You can see a picture of us with moustaches.
At R&R Football, if you want to see that picture.
You've got a lovely pencil-thin moustache, very dashing.
Oh, yes, rather raveish.
Yes, yeah.
I say.
Really looks good. I think you should try
rather.
It. I really think you should try it. That and the mullet, you know.
No way am I ever having a mullet. Never. Andy in Spalding says, I hate that bit between the top of my head and the bottom of my feet. Oh, Andy.
Oh, no.
Come on
come
now.
Come on, don't be like that, Andy in Spalding. Come on.
And this is in the context of knowing that all human beings are beautiful.
Exactly.
This is the context.
There must be something he's proud of.
Even the most beautiful person.
Yeah.
In a physical sense.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's subjective. But still have a part of their body that they don't like.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, often... beautiful people have more hang-ups about their appearance than people like you.
That's true. He's talking to me or Andy.
I'm looking right at you. I'm looking deep into your disfigured soul and saying that hotties like me.
Yeah.
You know, I've got no idea what it's like to walk around like that. But I have empathy for your people.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm obviously joking. And my hair as well. I've never had a good haircut.
Yeah. What styles have you had over the years?
I don't know. They just never fully suit me.
Yeah.
Hats don't fit.
You could, that's why I think you could go long. I reckon you could go long. It might look good. A little ponytail. Have you ever grown it long?
I look like a spiv. Do you still have spivs?
No, I'm not.
What do we call spivs in 25?
They were like 1950s dandies, weren't they?
Dandy. A pencil tash, long hair. Yes. I'm a 1950s dandy. You're listening to Rugby Football.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio with your old pals.
Oh, hello.
Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. How
are
you doing?
You're back. We're back for a new season. Get used to it.
Get used to it, man.
Yeah.
And get over it, by the way. Yeah. How are you doing? Text us 8-12-15. How are you?
Yeah, just want to hear from you guys.
What news you got?
A lot of people getting in touch with us, bits of their body they don't like.
That, excellent.
Not unprompted. We did ask you to do that earlier on in the show. Graham says, my flying saucer-shaped nipples. He says, brackets, big areolas. Is he still in goal for West Ham? I'm not sure. Nipples. They come in all different shapes and sizes, don't they?
You know? They do.
Yeah.
Male nipples are pointless.
Yes, absolutely.
Evolution should have really eradicated them by now.
Nothing there. Yeah.
No purpose whatsoever.
Yeah, you're right.
That's all I'm going to say on nipples.
Yeah.
But men don't need them.
No, men don't need them. Susie and Knotts also says, my long, droopy tabs, brackets, earlobes.
Earlobes.
Oh, boy.
You were sailing close to the wind.
No, earlobes. So she may have used heavy earrings over the years. I've seen people where it's sort of...
Stretch them out.
Stretch the earlobes.
And get them lasered.
What I feel, you know those people that have those, the hole, you know the earrings that aren't earrings, like a big hole in your ear where you put a hoop.
Yeah.
What are they going to look like when they're older? You know, well, they just have to take them out.
They have to just get it lasered.
Sewn back together?
Well, no, just lasered off.
Oh.
Just that whole stretched, floppy skin just gets...
Does it?
Lasered off.
Can you do that with bingo wings then, can you?
We could get them lasered off. I mean...
I suppose you can, yeah.
Surely you could get your bingo wings Botoxed so they just kind of went rigid.
Oh, wow. So they're like actual wings. You can always fly into fly.
Base jump. Don't try that.
Yeah.
Please don't try that. Mm. Maybe the Avengers, you know, all these superheroes, with people having bingo wings.
Yeah.
Maybe there should be more superheroes.
It's a superpower.
British superheroes.
What's your superpower? Bingo wings. I can fly like an eagle. Yeah.
We've got a guy who calls himself NHS Guy. Says, in my professional opinion, the bit of the body most people hate is their feet. About 80% of the time I have to look at someone's feet, they pre-warn me that they have awful feet or that they hate their feet. Feet are generally fine. They're just feet. But obviously feet smell. So as you unveil them, even if you've scrubbed them, by the time you've got to the doctors, it's not a good part of the body to be whipping out.
People are self-conscious about them.
They smell bad.
Understandably so, yeah.
Feet reek. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
And toenails are funny and...
Yeah, it's a lot of areas.
Big, brittle old man's toenails.
Yeah, it's making me feel a bit nauseous, to be honest.
Sorry. Sorry for eating as you listen to this. But it's your own fault. You know what you're letting yourself in for when you listen to us. 8, 12, 15...
Keep them coming.
Either what's the part of your body you hate the most, or just let us know. How you doing? Big goal in the Premier League, Dyson.
Yes, and it's another goal for Everton, scored by the footballer whose name sounds like a National Trust property. Dewsbury Hall has got it. It's his first since they signed him in the summer. Everton 3-1 up at Wolves.
Well, we got married at Dewsbury Hall.
It's a lovely place.
The food was great. The service was awful. I said to them, I can't believe you're letting this happen.
Yeah, not at Dewsbury Hall. You don't think of it at Dewsbury Hall to be
they
like that.
They do a lovely chocolate syllabub.
Yes, yes.
But the service, I mean...
Afternoon tea is to die for. It really is. The doilies and everything, you know, lovely display. Also, there's a goal for Wrexham. Wrexham have scored, look. 1-0 up at Millwall. Kiefer Moore is
our old nemesis.
Wrexham now, of course, isn't he? Reeking of dupe.
I thought I could smell it. I knew he was in London.
You smell a goal in the air, can't you?
He's having a big night out in his chinos.
Also in the Championship, Bristol City 3-1 up against Hull. Hull took the lead early on in that game, but they're now losing heavily. And Coventry 2-1 up at Oxford.
Go on, Cov. Sean says he hates the bags under his eyes.
Oh, yes. A lot of people hate that.
He says, I look like Deputy Dog with a hangover. big blue bags.
Yeah,
under
what
his
is
eyes.
The secret of that? Cucumbers in the cucumbers, fridge, slices under the eyes.
A spoon in the freezer.
Oh yeah,
and press that.
Yeah,
like
put
a
that
cut
against
man.
The eye. Yeah, or those frozen eye masks you can just wear permanently now. Can't
or
you?
Get plenty of sleep.
Yes,
and hydrate.
That's probably
don't
the best
get stressed.
Thing. Yeah,
don't drink
yeah.
every night.
Hydration's the answer to everything, isn't it? Really.
Kate says I'm doing great. Thanks.
Okay, good.
Good to know someone's doing well.
Well, we did ask, so that's good to know. Yeah.
Saz says I'm doing good. Got my dogs on my lap, and I hate my fingers. She's answered both questions and added in a bit of detail about her dogs.
Wow.
So she must have a couple of dogs on her lap.
I wonder if the dogs hate the fingers as well. Not when she's stroking them, I'd imagine. I'm sure they like them then.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Dogs love a stroke, don't they?
Why would you hate your fingers?
They could be knobbly.
Yeah, I suppose they're long. They could be long.
Mm. Yeah, they could have scratches,
gnarly,
cuts and bruises.
Warm fingers.
Gnarly, like yeah. knickknacks.
Yeah.
Horny handed sons of toil, or whatever the old phrase is.
That's what they call them.
Is that what it is?
I like it. Yeah.
I think it's an old biblical phrase or something I picked up in my old.
You and your horny hands. Yeah.
My word. I think it's that. I may have misquoted it, but I knew I couldn't get a phrase like that past you without you finding the filth. You could say anything to Dyson. And it sounds like an innuendo.
Like a carry-on character.
You could be like, oh, what are you having for lunch? Like, I'm just putting this Crean Holman in my mouth. You're like, it is all going off at Old Trafford.
Yes, it is. First, Burnley got an equaliser through Lyle Foster. And then from the kickoff, Manchester United ran all the way up the other end and Brian and Bumo scored to put them 2-1 up.
They ran
they
all
ran
the way up the other
as
end.
They could.
The little
as
legs.
As the little legs could carry them. They sprinted right up and now they've gone 2-1 up. So it looked like it had all fallen apart, but just for about a minute and a half. And then Man United were back in the lead. Exciting times.
Slamming the desk.
Exciting times at Old Trafford.
As he tells
us. Does it
news.
Paper over the cracks, or is this a real turnaround in their fortunes?
Is this a revival? Derby now 2-1 up away at Ipswich. Exeter 3-0 up over Peterborough. Everton still winning 3-1 away at Wolverhampton Wanderers. Sunderland Brentford, the only 0-0
still
today
goals.
So far in the
Very
Premier League.
Disappointing. And Spurs still losing at home to Bournemouth.
Now, the phrase, horny-handed sons of toil.
Yes, we should clarify that, so that certainly.
It's not biblical.
Ah, what is
it's
it?
It's from my history A-level. It's a quote from Lord Salisbury.
Oh, yeah.
Who was Prime Minister of the United
what
Kingdom.
What sort of time? What era
1830s.
Was that? 1830s.
You may remember the Great Reform Act of 1832.
Oh, classic act.
Which doubled
the
franchise.
One of the best ones. Wow. What? A Burnley equaliser.
But I was just telling you about the Great Reform Act.
Tell us more about the horny hands of the toil. No, forget about them. Because Burnley have got an equaliser at Old Trafford. The revival is cancelled yet again. Unbelievable.
Whoa.
To all. Burnley getting a second equaliser at Old Trafford.
Amazing. It is absolutely carnage down there. What is poor old Ruben Amorim?
Oh, he's having a torrid time.
I like him.
He seems nice, but he just doesn't seem... very good.
But can anyone turn them round?
Yeah, they've spent so much money. If you get to spend that much money, you don't turn it around. You know, you're going to be given short shrift. Isn't that what Lord Salisbury would have said all those years ago?
Yes, he'd have said, my fellow honourable gentlemen,
yes.
If one cannot turn one's project around with the level of investment we've seen this century.
Yes.
Then one shall receive short shrift
yes.
from those horny-handed sons of toil. Yeah. Big goal in the Premier League.
Yes, finally a breakthrough at the Stadium of Light, and it has gone the way of Brentford. Thiago has scored it. They're 1-0 up at Sunderland. Brentford missed a penalty earlier on in the game, we're just hearing, but Sunderland have not held on. They are losing at home to Brentford in the Premier League, 4D.
Not a single 0-0 draw in the Premier
finally,
League.
Finally, we can say it. And we were just talking about Lord Salisbury, as we often do on a live football show. And you, off air, you just mentioned you've got his signature somewhere.
I bought his autograph.
Bought Lord Salisbury's autograph.
on eBay.
Did
during
you?
Lockdown. Because I've got quite a few football and political autographs. Mm. And then during lockdown, I thought I should get the autographs of prime ministers that I studied or admire.
You're an expert.
And
yeah.
I bought Disraeli, Gladstone, Lord Salisbury.
Ooh.
And then various other...
All the big ones.
All the biggies.
And is it authenticated? Can we be certain it's real?
As certain as I could be buying it online during lockdown.
Yeah, okay.
So I don't know, but I think it's real. and that makes me happy.
Well, well great.
I'm Churchill's, by the way, I don't have that. That's the most expensive.
Ah, really?
Churchill's that's your big the, dog. Yeah.
Ah, right. Okay, one day, someday, don't rule it out. Maybe you can get it.
It would just feel, I mean, you're talking thousands. Really? I'm not sure I can justify that.
And is it on display in your house or somewhere?
No, they're all just in boxes.
Oh.
My wife doesn't really want a gallery of autographed Prime Minister's portraits.
Get that Lord
For some
Salisbury.
Reason, she's against me displaying all of my Nottingham Forest and ex-Prime Minister.
Mine Congress. Goes in the downstairs toilet, my signed Brian Clough picture. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, but hidden away from public gaze.
Yeah, obviously the toilet can be quite a damp room.
Yes.
So you want to look out for, just be vigilant on your mould damage to that. Okay?
Good advice.
The voice of bitter experience.
An equaliser at the Stadium of Light. Sunderland have got one back from the penalty spot. Enzo Lafee has scored it. They're now drawing 1-1 with Brentford, and Wolves have got a goal back but are still losing 3-2 at home to Everton.
Okay, some breaking news to bring you now. We cross live to the White House in America.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to see all of you on this very newsy day, to say the least. With that, I will take your questions.
Walmart Kroger, WNBC. Mr. President, will you be seeing Coldplay on their Music of the Spheres World Tour? Are you weary of the Kiss Cam?
I'm not going to see them. I love Oasis. That's who I'm going to see. They're the only British band I think are any good. And I'll go and see them because you go and see Oasis, you can kiss who you like, and you don't get put up on the big screen. I think it's very... Yeah. I think it's very bad that they do that because those two people were in love and now they're sad. And love should never make you sad. It's pathetic.
Yeah, yeah. Chuck Kerouac, Wall Street Journal. What do you make of the Labubu sales, Mr. President? Pop Mart, one of the biggest toy retailers in the world now.
I think Balulu, they're great. They're like the little... I like the Jungle Book. He was a great character. I like the way he scratches his back on a tree. I like to do that. That's how I get. The parts of your back you can't get with your hand. Everybody knows it. Yeah. So I'm happy for Balulu. I never knew that was his nickname.
Laboo.
But I tell you now, Mowgli, I don't like that kid. He's a cheeky kid.
Yeah.
And if he... You can't just make friends with jungle animals. They'll rip your face off.
Basil Cilantro, USA Today. Pep Guardiola's mustache. What part of your body do you hate, Mr. President?
I don't hate any part of it. My body is perfect, and my physician will tell you that. He said I'm perfect in every way, even the bit just below your bum cheek. And a lot of people don't like that bit. I don't know what you call it over there, the bum grease. But I like mine. I look at it in the mirror daily.
Rock and roll football. Podcast done.
Well, there you go, you horny-eared sons of pod.
Oh, yes. It's a good nickname for the listener now, isn't it?
Yeah.
You horny-eared sons of pod.
You horny-eared
Are
devils.
Are you now sated? Have you had enough? Have you had your fill?
Are you not entertained? You horny-eared sons of pod.
Now, please write a review. Calling yourself a horny-eared son of pod.
Yes.
Or daughter of pod. You're all welcome to listen and review.
Yes, we use sons in the same way that we use mankind. We know effectively from our modern perspective it's gendered, but back then they weren't qualifying it. We've merely for brevity, followed their lead.
Yeah, exactly.
But please excuse our cumbersome use of language.
Yes, and thanks for listening.
Thank you so much. Leave a 5-star written review from a horny-eared son of pod, and we'll see you next week.